Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord, my God and King. I walk around knowing that God loves His people. I am confident in the fact that God has our back. I love people right where they are, no matter what they do, how they act. I love their soul. And because I learned that from the Lord. Now, I get my marching orders from the Word of God. And as I yield to the Lord, you know, when I study the Word, I do what the Word say, and I find out it works. First Peter teaches us to love others the same way, no different than Jesus loves us. What's wrong with that? That's a blessing. Even people that disagree. And I do not. I want to make it clear. I love people, but I don't disagree. I don't agree with them. I don't agree with most people on a lot of things for a lot of reasons. And I don't agree with sin. And if anybody that listens to these broadcasts, they know that I don't agree with sin. I know it'll kill you. It's like agreeing with cancer. But I love the person's soul. See, I know what people can become in Christ. And I know what sin will do and what it will undo against you. That's why I don't like sin. Sin is destructive. And everybody who walks in it, they're baited into it. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about something else. You ever thought about the narratives? People walk around with different narratives. What is a narrative? That's your focus. That's where you get all of your intentions. Your will is formed of the narrative that you receive in your heart. That's what you're going to do. People don't do what they should do logically or wisely, or they don't do what, you know, they don't reach their best potential unless they receive what it takes to do their best potential in their heart. People do what's in their heart. If you want to change what you do every day, you have to change your focus and whatever is in your heart. If you're going to finish college, for instance, you're determined to, I got a daughter. She's going to be a doctor, and she's focused. So, all right. When you're focused, if it's in your heart, you will do it. Nothing will stop you. But see, a narrative, that's what you focus on the most. That's your makeup. But when people love God and they have a scriptural narrative, their life will be stronger. Their life will be, they'll be able to complete the things that they set out to do. And they'll be able to walk in agreement with God instead of disagreement with God. And when that happens, your life is stronger. Your future is much stronger that way. But when people are in disagreement with God, they're going to have problems. The problem with sin is once you're in it, it's hard to see another way. Once you have an ideal, a narrative, and you believe that narrative, that's how you'll see life. We judge people based on the narrative we select to have. And this is something that I want people to understand. There's nothing like a good understanding. A friend of mine told me that years ago. There's nothing like a good understanding. And I've been going to church all my life. Church is a beautiful place to go. It's a wonderful institution. Now, I don't say that lightly just because my dad was a Methodist pastor. And anybody that listened to me on these broadcasts, they know, you know, that I love my dad. My dad was a Methodist pastor and a good one. But I've been going to church all my life, and I saw things growing up. And people think a certain way. And they adopt narratives, and they stick to it, no matter what. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's not so good. And I want to explain that. because it's important. Everything that I'm saying today is important because God loves his people. He wants you to know him. When the Lord is your narrative, and when you come to a point that you'll trust whatever God say in his word and also by the Holy Spirit, then you will easy to make the right adjustments throughout your life, and your life will be much stronger. Your joy will increase, and you'll make decisions based on the peace of God, not out of influence. But it's easy to fall into a narrative that only produces a small amount of fruit. And it's hard to step away from it and reconsider things. The only way I know to have a greater understanding is to fill your heart with God's word. Now I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I used to study scriptures, and I was getting somewhere. When I get in trouble, I would find the scripture to solve my problem, and I would solve my problem. But in 1990, the Lord had me to study 15 chapters a day. Now, he may not tell you to do that, but for what I was going to entering into and what he had for me to do, it was important. I recommend it to anybody because it works. When I studied chapters instead of just scriptures, I had vision. Now, I want to pause a moment and tell you something about vision, because where there is no vision, people perish. So the word of God, a man can't live beyond his vision. A soldier can't fight beyond his dedication. If his heart ain't in it, he might get killed or get other people killed. If you don't believe you can have a thriving business, you can't have it, even if you got the resources. You have to believe in what you're doing, or it will not work right. Even if you were prospering, even if you prospered for 20 years, you still have to believe in what you're doing, and you have to have vision for what you're doing. If you want to be a good parent, you have to have vision for it. The Word of God gives you all of these things. The Word of God gives you vision for life, vision for your family, vision for yourself, vision for your emotional problems, vision for your success. Even if you're successful, you need to trust God with your success. Sometimes people make a God out of their success, and their life begins to be undone. But whenever you're looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you're ever increasing. And that's what I want to happen for all. Now, the enemy don't want you to know your best potential. He don't want you to understand how things can be. And when people don't have a reference for God, the enemy will be glad to give them an opinion against God. And it'll come in slow and steady, and until their narrative is formed. Once a person has an opinion that he trusts, he's trapped by the enemy. I want you to understand this stuff, how things work. And this is not limited to people in the world that don't know anything about God. Even people that's in the church. If you believe a certain way, and you look at God a certain way, not according to the word, but how you've been taught it. And see, people can pick out scriptures and say what they want. And it'll seem true. I told my children, everything seems good from a certain point of view. Everything, even the wrong things. And people can make a case and influence people. But once you receive a narrative, that's how you're going to govern your life. And you won't know what's going on over there because you already have an opinion over here. So this is something that I found. Now, I know what it's like to not to be out of fellowship with God. I lived almost 20 years without asking Jesus to be my Savior. And when I was influenced by the world, I could sin and it didn't matter. I could go to sleep. It didn't bother me. And I didn't know God. I thought that my salvation was up to Jesus. It was up to God, not me. And I didn't ask him to be my savior because I wanted to know that I would do right. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what happened. I have to tell what happened. But before I knew who Jesus was for myself, he was just a character in the pages. I did believe he was the Son of God, but I didn't ask him to save me. And I had a respect for God, but I still didn't ask him to save me. And when I did, I could sin and laugh at jokes and things. It didn't bother me. I understand how it is to be trapped and baited in the world. Now, anybody who continues in the worldly path, they are baited. They never get fulfilled. And whatever they do that's wrong, they may have a good time, but it's going to cost them. They're not fulfilled in life. Now, when I asked the Lord to save me, I had peace. And this peace is better than, it's not just the dictionary version of peace. This peace, I could sense and feel the presence of God. I felt clean and new. And my appetite for evil from my heart was gone. I still had to renew my mind and command my body to do what I needed to do, just like everybody else. But it gets better. Now, once I believed on Jesus and I sensed his presence and I felt his peace, I had a reference for myself what it's like to follow God. I broke through the confines of the world, and now I know. Nobody can tell me that Jesus is not real. I have a reference, and we're going to talk more about that in the next broadcast and the one after that. But when the Lord gave me this, I was very excited about Jesus. So I studied Jesus. All right, my opinions changed. My narratives expanded. And I saw what was wrong with what was wrong, and I saw what was right with what was right in my life. Some things I did right, some things I did wrong. And I made adjustments, and every time I made godly adjustments, my life got better. Now, I love people, not just the ones that agree with me, but every soul. Now, I found out some things about people when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people. People have extraordinary ideals. They are a creation. God put things in you. If you were designed to live forever, we die because of sin. But now, think about it for a moment. If you're going to live forever, you're going to need abilities. God put abilities deep within you. And as you walk in God's love, those abilities come out. But you got to have a godly narrative for it to work right, or you will shut it down. And that doesn't need to happen. People are shutting down what God put in them. And that doesn't need to happen. But see, you can't come to the surface. The abilities God gave you can't come forward unless you seek him. Because the enemy is working against. He's afraid of your creative abilities. And the world is designed to suppress it, but the kingdom of God helps you bring it out. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. The Lord showed me this. And everything on the website is free. Newlivingletters.com. This is on there in real time, and there's more to this broadcast than what's the first 15 minutes that's on the air. But the Lord showed me how he put things in people. I listen to people talk. Saved, unsaved, godly, ungodly, and I always hear something. I listen, and people say some amazing things. You know, they just don't know God, and they're out of covenant with him. And sometimes people still say amazing things because God put something in them. But you'll never, see, if you have the Lord taught me something years ago, that when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. He spoke that to me. So if you believe something and you have a strong opinion about it, it's going to hinder you from receiving greater truth. But the word of God is greater truth for you to receive. Now, as I've been going to church, I see people that there are those that love God. They have the best conversation. I mean, what they teach and what they say, and you know, it's just a joy to be around them because they love people. But people who don't walk in love, they're more frustrated. And they don't seem to understand life. They complain more than they talk. Even the frown on their face is a complaint. But when people love God, their focus is higher. Their focuses arise higher than people who are frustrated. And I know problems come to all of us. And we have to deal with it. And we are made in God's image. And that's why problems come. Satan wants an easy target. He wants you to be stupid. He wants you to be dumb. He wants you to be unintelligent. Why do you think the drug dealers arose and sold drugs? That was not a happenstance. That was an attack to keep people down. Less competition. Why do you think all the evil that men do against each other? Satan is behind it. And he'll use the fears of men to bring men down, bring people low, say hurtful things. See, people that are hurting and fearful, they're dangerous people. They will betray you. But people who walk in love will help build you up. And there are people who will love you and help you. And there are more people that's for you than against you. There are more angels for you than there are fallen angels. All the angels of God are for you, and all the fallen angels and demons are against you. But as far as people go, most people are for you. They will not, if you had a wreck, they would help you. They would stop their car, get you to safety. They'll stop what they're doing and rescue you. I'm talking about everyday people in every race. Open your eyes and look. Don't look. You can't look at the accusations that come from Satan. Satan wants to divide our race. He wants to divide us by gender, by age. He wants the young people to think that old people don't know what to do with themselves. And our ideals are better. Then he gives them deceit. He based them into worldly practices such as adultery, fornication, homosexuality, even witchcraft and warcraft, so that they'll be more like him. And see, those narratives will work against the knowledge of God. He wants more soldiers on his side so he can kill everybody. He's not just trying to kill Christians. Ultimately, see, when it don't matter to Satan, if you like his ways, he'll use you up. But when you go to hell, he'll punish you just like he will people that know better. He don't fight fair. So why should you fight fair? Jesus warned for you. Believe on Jesus and fight him back. Govern your life by the word of God, the love of God, the wisdom of God. And learn all you can about God. Did you know that when people try to be ignorant, they're not helping themselves. They're being played. Satan, he fooled people. He fooled a lot of men with that. They think if they can play dumb, then they won't be punished. No, God knows when you're trying to play dumb. He knows when you're trying to ignore the word. So when one day you're going to... You know, God, the word of God responds to us just like we respond to the Lord. If you love God, then God will draw near to you. If you resist God, God will resist you. It's justice. But why, even though he's resisting you, he will speak a parable to you. The word of God is designed to give life to those that want it. And proud people, God resists the proud, so the word of God resists the proud. The revelation knowledge that comes from the Holy Spirit does what the Father does. It feeds those that want to know him and it resists those that are proud. Now, I don't know how God did it, but the word of God is of him, so it automatically, it's a parable against those who love the world, and it feeds those that want, that's, I told my daughter to study the word. If you study the word with the intent to live by it, it will nourish your life. It will teach you things. It will guide you. It will build you up. But when people read the word to see what they can get away with, they're not going to learn as much. And if people read the word to judge the word, they're not going to get much out of it either. It'll be a puzzle to them. Because they chose another narrative. And we'll talk more about the narratives in other broadcasts. But God loves his people. And the thing to know is this. He loves you. His word loves you. And he responds to you like you respond to him. Because to those that love God, he will in no wise cast out. He loves you. He don't want to cast anybody out, but he can't allow sin in his kingdom. Because people don't know how powerful people really are. See, we only live here around 70 to 100 years. And we don't have the time, to see what sin will do to us. Why do you think God changed? You know, Adam lived to be 930 years. And God had to cut our time back down to 120 years. And then again down to 70 years. The median of that is 95 years. Why do you think God, he didn't do that just to be doing it. He did it to help us. Could you imagine Hitler living two lifetimes? The damage that man would have done. And the way he could control a crowd through his witchcraft. Sin get worse and worse. It gets worse and worse. You know, at one time, at one stage of Hitler's life, he wanted to be a Catholic priest. A few years later, I think he considered himself a patriot in Germany. And then he was in love with power. And he went to the dark side to get it. And he got worse and worse after that. Things will corrupt you. If you love anything more than God, you don't have a brace. But if you love what's right, you love God. I'm going to say that again. If you love what's right, you love God. But people who love riches and power, something's going to happen to their love for what's right. Every time. So you have to keep the focus that God has provided for us. That's life. If your narrative is full of life, you're going to be full of life. But if your narrative is of an evil source, you're going to be consumed. It don't take but one man over a few thousand years to be like Satan. Anybody that allows sin in themselves and don't drive it out, over time, they'll be no different than Satan himself. Why do you think God made hell in the first? Hell was made to trap sin. Why do you think it's hot? Because God thought of the best way to trap sin. See, in that fire, your mind is going to be on your demise. Not your sin nature. Not your aspirations that are wrong. And I don't know all the details of why, but I know this. In relating to the Lord, he always makes the best decision with what he has to deal with. When it came to our salvation, he sent his only begotten son to represent his love to us. He didn't send a holy angel. He became a man and died in our place. Now that's the kind of love I will always respect. That's the kind of love I will always adore. And I want to be just like him. I want to live in his likeness. Satan said, He was going to exalt his throne above the stars, above the clouds. He would sit also in the sides of the north. He would be in the congregation above the clouds, and he would be like the Most High. Now, here I am, loving God, and I want to be like my Savior. Look at the irony of that. I want to be like Christ. Not the power that Satan wants. Satan just had, he had power lust. I want to be like him in likeness. I want to love with his love. I want to represent him. I want to honor him. I want my whole life, every part of my life, to honor God. So I make adjustments so that it can happen. I can't do it with false narratives. I have to get a true narrative. And the Word of God gives me that. And the Holy Spirit helps me understand what I